Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, it's your man Head Cracking. This is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
You know what it is. It might be cold outside, but we're here to keep you warm with the hottest celebrity dish. But we can't do that without the West Coast crew. Heidi, Frank, Chewy, what up?
Hey! West Coast?
Yeah, Portia and Gary are out, but don't even worry. The one and only Ricky Smiley's back in the building.
Hey, Ricardo.
Also, we got the beautiful singer and talented actress, LaToya Luckett, hanging out today. What up, Ricky? Now, we're wrapping up our look back at the decade, focusing on 2019, the year that just ended, and you're going to be shocked when you hear what Jennifer Lopez sacrificed to star in the movie Hustlers. Mm. Also, Heidi and Chewy are going to face off in a game called Whose Thirst Trap Is It Anyway? And to see how well they remember the thirst traps of 2019. But first, what's going on, Frank?
Well, let's start the look back at 2019 with the two biggest scandals of the year. First up, we have Jussie Smollett and Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Yes.
Juicy dog.
Okay, Jussie, we all remember this. This was huge. It was allegedly the victim of a racist and homophobic attack, but then the police say they uncovered that he paid acquaintances to stage the attack. Even with the police saying differently, Jussie stuck with his story, and as a result of the scandal, his character was written off of Empire altogether.
That's pretty bad. Wow.
And now there's talks about, you know, did he ever come back? Is he going to win the finale? Who knows? But and also, we got Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, who, along with a dozen other parents, bribed to get their kids into prestigious colleges. Yeah. So, biggest scandal of 2019.
Ooh. Well, here's what I will say. Felicity Huffman, I think, did the right thing. And she was like, all right, I did it. I'm sorry.
Pretty guilty 11 days.
Did her time, and she's good to go. Now, Lori Loughlin, much like Jussie, sticking with it. No, didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do it. And now they're still dealing with this. So sort of the lesson there is just go, my bad.
But the biggest scandal, I'd have to say, is Jussie Smollett. I mean, it has to be. I mean,
because of the race, the problem with that.
The whole making up the whole thing and the two guys that were his buddies and the MAGA hats.
Let's not forget this case was dropped, okay? So whatever you talking about.
Now, I think the most shocking one was the Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman because it was like white people and they did time.
Exactly. Okay, y'all, there was some huge breakups in 2019, but we're going to look at the two biggest. First up, it was Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
They're the parents of True Thompson, and they called it quits after Tristan was accused of cheating with Jordan Woods, the best friend of Khloe's sister, Kylie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jordan admitted to kissing Tristan, but said that's all it was. Mm-hmm. Not only caused Tristan and Khloe to break up, it also ended Kylie and Jordan's friendship. So,
right.
Is that the other big breakup?
I still feel like this is a plot line for the TV show, and you know, because like they've gone through so much, right?
Right.
For them to end it over a kiss with a random family friend who can go in for the long con,
just
to get people watching the TV show.
But no, I think head crack, no head crack. And Ricky, I think here's what happens, and maybe women. I don't know if men do it, but maybe women to like ease a little guilt, they'll admit to some of it, but not to all of it. So she's admitting to the kissing because it's like I know I did
Nicole
wrong,
Murphy.
But like.
keeping it real
something
goes
a little more. I don't know. But I'll admit to the kissing to relieve myself.
So a hug in Atlanta equals a kiss in L.A.
Not all.
Yes.
But see, that's why I church hug all my friends, men's. I don't know. You getting a side.
What's a church hug?
What's a church hug?
You got to get a church hug.
What's a church hug?
Yeah, you got to hips out. Arms extended, and you know, you can't give no side cheek, no side boob, like that. None of that.
I'm gonna give Frank a church hug.
Okay,
right
Chewy's
now.
Gonna see.
I'm gonna try
on.
To do the church there hug right
work
now.
Work on your church hug, lady.
Chewy's doing it. Hang on.
Baptist what? Church hug.
Baptist church. You gotta
no eye contact.
You push that out. You gotta extend long. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Now I'm gonna give Chewy a prison hug.
Too close to my clitoris.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm just saying, when you do the front of the clip, you open up the game. You can't. You too close to that.
Sack tap.
You got to. Move around.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well.
All right, another big breakup was talk show queen Wendy Williams and her manager husband, Kevin Hunter. Mm. Now, a lot might say that it was a long time coming because it was rumored that he had a side piece for a very long time.
Right,
But when the mistress gave birth to Kevin's child, Wendy had enough and called it quits. Professionally and personally, kicked him to the curb, y'all. Wow.
Where he needed to be.
She was fighting for her marriage, and that's the thing to do. But, you know, when the sis get enough, sis gets enough.
Yeah.
Right? So
you
do what you gotta do,
up.
Sis.
When a woman is fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. That's how I tell
it's
you.
A wrap. It's a wrap. And not only her husband, but it was her manager. So it's like, that's another layer.
So complicated.
That's
business ties.
Yeah, I can't, y'all.
He just screwed up all his money, too.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Dummy.
Has anybody on the show, have you guys, like, ever gotten your mate involved in your businesses? And I don't know.
No.
I keep everything separate, yo.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Don't come backstage. Go sit in the audience. I never let nobody mix up in none
stay
of that.
Stay home. Right. I'll be there a little while.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, well, this next story is sexy and shocking. People Magazine named their sexiest man alive for 2019. We all remember it was John Legend.
John Legend. Yep.
Yes. My God.
John?
Now, some people said he was more cute than sexy. We had that argument right here on Dish Nation. I think Tammy Mack was like, well, he's cute. Mm. He's not sexy necessarily. Sherry Shepherd thought he was sexy. So there have been a lot of people that have different opinions. But I want to take a look back at the sexiest man alive, People Magazine, the past decade. All so right. We can go through, because I'm sure you've forgotten who's been on the cover.
I remember all of them.
Well, I saved them all. They're framed in my wall.
Let's start. Now we're all really? Gay. Let's start in 2010. Ryan Reynolds was on the cover.
All right, yeah. Ladies love the Reynolds.
They do love. He's otherwise known as Deadpool. So we like that. Bradley Cooper, I think if he didn't have icy blue eyes, he's not that hot.
Yes, he is.
But if you really look at him, like, without a beard.
Heidi.
What?
You don't like penis.
So I do like penis. I
she
like
just
it.
She just likes him in multiple colors.
Purple.
Batteries not included.
Then in 2012, we've got Channing Tatum.
All right.
Magic Mike. Right. That's good.
Three sexy guys right
that's
there.
That's good.
Else?
And then Adam Levine. Okay.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
How do we feel about Chris Hemsworth?
Freaking
you
Thor.
You let him make
absolutely.
You Thor.
I'd let him make me Thor.
You would be
Thor. It's been a long time.
You'd be Thor?
I would be very Thor.
You'd be Thor for Thor.
Yeah.
Well, Heidi, we have a surprise for you because Thor is here.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Let me pick up that hammer.
All right, what else?
David Beckham.
All right, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
2016, one of Brad's absolute faves, Dwayne
The Rock
Johnson.
Hey, all right.
I don't think anybody's disagreeing.
We got
with
some
that
color
one
in there. All right.
2017, yeah, right. Country singer and Gwen Stefani's
daddy. This is when
daddy
it started going downhill for People Magazine, when Blake Shelton won.
Blake
like,
Shelton?
What? No.
Yes, 2017.
Switched to Ordinary People
no,
Magazine.
Some people think that Blake Shelton is sexy.
Yeah. All right, so 2018, I think we're all going to agree on this one, Mr. Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
My mom bought that copy of Idris on the cover.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
Okay, so one of the biggest fashion events of any year is the Met Gala. And last year, Kim Kardashian really went all out, y'all. I mean, even more than usual. Her corseted dress featured water droplet crystal beading to achieve the wet look. It took 8 months of planning and 500 hours to make the dress. Okay. Kim even had to take a special corset breathing lesson to prepare to wear that thing. It originally included fake nipples, but after Kanye disapproved, Kim agreed to remove the nipple accents.
Okay. Yo, have you guys who's worn a corset? Because is it horrible?
I've worn a corset.
Is it bad?
It's uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. It squeezed the hell out of you, and you really can't breathe.
I guarantee she didn't sit down.
And this is redemption from a few years back when she came through and, like, with that curtain print.
Yeah. Oh, right.
She was pregnant.
All right. Coming up next, don't miss Heidi and Chewy going head-to-head in a little game we call Who's Thirst Trapping Anyway? Keep it right there. We're coming back. So keep it right there. We're coming back. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Heidi and Chewy, looking back at the 2010s, we played many games.
Oh, yeah.
So it always seems appropriate that we end the year with a game.
I'm ready.
I hope you've both been paying attention, because in this final match, I'll put your memory to the test with the celebrity thirst-trapping picks from 2019, but we've covered the face, so you have to figure out who it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm ready.
I am, too.
All right, here we go. It's time for Whose Thirst Trap Is It Anyway? You guys ready to play?
All right, yes.
All right,
I'm ready to
attention
win.
To all the thirst traps over the past year. All first person to yell out the correct answer gets a point.
Got it.
Who is in this sexy print?
Damn.
Come on, if you're paying attention.
Amber Rose.
Is it Amber Rose?
Rihanna? Rihanna?
Yes, Rihanna!
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh! Oh!
All right, that was just the first question. There's a lot more to go.
Amber Rose, she's bald, Heidi.
Well, she was, her head was covered.
All right, here's the next. Who's getting their feet wet?
Is that Blake Lively?
No, it's not.
Damn.
She's had as many rings as Kobe Bryant.
Just a bunch of.
J-Lo.
Yay.
Go on. That's J-Lo?
Here's the next one. Who is enjoying a Corona?
Shamar Moore.
Shamar Moore.
Are you serious right now?
The correct answer is Shamar Moore.
I know Shamar Moore.
I got, like, hypnotized by abs.
Heidi's, Heidi's leading this game 2-1. Woo-hoo! All right, we're up to question number 4. Which celeb is showing us her abs that we wish we had?
Oh, Halle Berry.
No.
Is that Halle
Are you
Berry?
Serious?
Yes, it's Halle Berry.
Wow.
So what's the score right now? 3-1?
Yes, I'm winning.
3-1. Wow.
Here's question number 5. Which celeb was trying to lure the ladies with a bubble bath pick?
Jason Momoa? Is that Jason Momoa?
His character is a known snitch on his show to gain power.
I don't remember his name.
50 Cent once joked that this celeb owed him some money. Rotimi.
Rotini.
Okay, it's Rotimi.
It's Rotimi.
It's not Rotimi.
It's
Rotini.
Timmy! It's Rotimi!
It's not Timmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Still 3-1.
Still 3-1.
Yes.
All right. Which celeb wore this yellow two-piece bikini? Oh, yeah. She was part of a club which included Ryan Gosling and Christina Aguilera.
Britney Spears.
It is Britney Spears.
I said Britney Spears first.
Roll that.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right, here we go. Here's another one. Come on, Chewy. Here we go. Which celeb is enjoying the water?
Yo. Who is that, yo?
She just sold 51% of her company.
Kylie Jenner.
What is the score?
4-2.
Okay, here's the last one. It's worth 5 points.
I swear to God, I'm going to cry if I lose.
Here we go. Which celeb is enjoying a piece of avocado?
What the?
The Canadian star was discovered on Vine.
Justin Bieber.
And his girlfriend loves it when he calls her Senorita.
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes!
Oh, Heidi!
She won! Oh, hell yeah. And the winner is Heidi. Do you have anything to say?
I just want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate this win. I know a lot of you out there were watching, were rooting for me. Thank you so much. Nothing makes me more proud than taking Chewy Martinez down because he is such a bad trash talker. And he told me he was going to win, and I said, no, you will not. So thank you so much. Thank you for this win, America.
The peach showed up like 5 minutes ago, y'all. There was a peach already. The peach already came, y'all.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Well, you know, coming up, J-Lo was the star in the movie Hustlers, but she was not paid like one, and we've got all that plus more, after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah, so let's continue our stroll down memory lane for 2019. We gotta talk about one of the most successful booty-shaking films of the year, y'all. Hustlers. Movies, not videos.
Oh,
remember, the film was about a group of New York City strippers that devised a money-making scheme to rob their customers. Well, Jennifer Lopez, who produced and starred in the film, recently revealed that she acted on the film for free 99, y'all.
Wow.
For the free, okay? In a recent interview with GQ Magazine, the actress said, "I do things because I love them. I didn't get paid a whole bunch of money for Hustlers. I did it for free and produced it. I bank on myself. That's the Jenny from the block. I do what I want. I do what I love." But it was kind of a really different mindset to get in to play Ramona. Mm. Now, that's dedication. I mean, did it shock y'all that J-Lo didn't get paid for starring in this movie?
She's getting her money on the back end.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She forgot to say that.
You know, we forgot J-Lo was holding like that until we saw in Hustlers. And I know, like, the reviews were a little mixed, but I saw it on opening night. It was really a good movie.
Oh, okay. I wanted to see it.
I can't wait to see it. I still haven't gotten a chance to see it.
Was it better than the one with Lisa Ray and Bernie Mac?
Black Club.
Yeah.
Well, that was like a hardcore comedy. Like, this one was, like, based on, like, a true story. There was, like, comedic elements, but it was just a good story. Like, you see
with a dash of tip drill?
With a dash of tip drill.
Okay. A little sprinkle.
I have my dollars out.
Mm-hmm. You had your dollars out?
I have my dollars out. I'm ready. Well, you know, the 2019 recap isn't complete until we talk about the most shocking...
Smash Alert!
And that title has to go to 50-year-old Sean P. Diddy Puff Puff Daddy Brother Love Combs. And 22-year-old Lori Harvey, you know, the daughter of Steve and Marjorie Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the two were first spotted walking in New York City. Then the couple vacated on Italy's Amalfi Coast, while Lori's famous parents kept a very close eye on the couple. Mm. Now, the two were last seen together in Cabo San Lucas in September, but it seemed like their summer loving came to an end by fall. But who is actually even shocked that this even popped off?
I was shocked because the age difference.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a gap.
And I didn't think Steve would go for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Puffy would have made it on a trip with us anywhere. You know what I'm saying? If he met us there and flew on his own, he wouldn't have been out nowhere with us as like a double couple, like a double date.
Double
date. If it was like a double date setting, that wouldn't have flew with me.
Well, you know, them as parents, they probably felt like any other kid, if we don't support her, she's going to do it anyway.
Now, prior to Diddy, like, the rumors were she was dating his son.
See, yeah. I thought that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. I thought she was dating the younger son, which, you know, that makes sense. But come to find out, she dating Pow Pow.
Yeah, and I believe recently she's moved on to Future.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Fertile Bertle.
Oh. Well, she can navigate through the baby mama. She might have a shot.
Okay.
Or become number 8.
Oh, Jesus, don't
it's
say
Ada?
That.
Yeah, I believe so, something like that.
You just spit out some bubble gum and a chick stepped on it and got pregnant. That's how fertile he is.
All right. Coming up, we're going to tell y'all who's the real king of the go-getters for the 2019. You don't want to miss this. Stay right here after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Now, as we kick off 2020 and we say goodbye to the recap of the 2010s with the most memorable talked about go-getter of the year 2019, and this dude might actually be the biggest go-getter of all the 2010s, the one, the only, Andy King.
Oh.
Really?
Now, for those who don't know who Andy King is, he was in Netflix's Firefest documentary that the founder, Billy McFarlane, he said that the Firefest founder, Billy McFarlane, asked him to do something that most people wouldn't want to do. Something strange for some water. Check it out.
This won't go that far, I'm sure, but Billy called and said, "Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I've been taking something for the team every day." He said, "Well, you're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck to fix this water problem?" He said, "Andy, if you will go down and suck Cunningham's, who's the head of customs, and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival."
Talk about one for the team, though. That's
baby.
A hell of a taking one for the team.
Y'all would have been some thirsty ass.
Okay.
Y'all
have been parched, honey.
Listen.
The guy who put on the Fire Festival is a complete maniac. So,
okay.
Like, when you watch the documentary, it wasn't far-fetched based off of all the things that led up to that point.
I wonder would he keep that same energy for Flint.
That's definitely something strange for LaChain.
Okay.
He's on LinkedIn and LinkedIn.
Oh, my.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.